Well, welcome to the music festival. Yes, the music festival called Octaver, and you've arrived just at the very best time. This is the final week, the pièce de résistance. You know, we keep the best wine till last, and we kept the star puppet master till the last week, and his name is McColgan. And McColgan, who's going to give us prompts for each of the days of the last week, on day 24 has given us a prompt, and I'm going to read it to you because it's very profound. It says, "The elements," that's the prompt. "Choose a song or piece of music that reflects the elements of wind, water or fire. In any form, you may mix these up to include more than the one element." And as soon as I read that, I thought, oh, it's a doddle. It's pretty obvious. And I expect lots of other people will do the same thing. And certainly I expect McColgan himself to do this. This was all influenced by that famous group who were actually, I think, the first Afro-American group to hit the pop scene, or so I've read on Google. But Earth, Wind and Fire, isn't it? It's got to be Earth, Wind and Fire. And I thought, right, all I've got to do now is to go and find, because I know about Earth, Wind and Fire, at least it's a very familiar name. So I go back into Wikipedia and I say, right, let's see which of their records I might remember, because I couldn't remember a single one at the time. I thought, Earth, Wind and Fire, very famous and everything. So I start playing a song called Evil, which was, according to the authorities, one of their first big hits. Anyway, so I thought, right, okay, let's play Evil and see what that's going to be like. I'm going to cheat now because I'm actually going to put on a tiny bit of Evil, just for amusement to those of you who have never heard it. And then I'm going to change tack completely for a reason which will become clear in a minute, if only Evil would actually start. Evil is quite a good thing, really, because we all know evil exists. But did you know that Evil was a pop song? And if I could get my iPad here to work, I'd be able to play you a bit of Evil. But Evil is not cooperating, so definitely. Now I got an ad playing. So this is terrible. This is a disaster. Stop. Go away. It didn't do that the first time I played. It started to play Earth, Wind and Fire playing Evil. Here you are. This is the beginning of the song, which was their first hit single. Well, I'm listening to this and I can't recognise a single thing. And these guys got inducted into the Hall of Fame and one of the most successful groups ever. And I don't even know. I'll just give you a sound of their voice to start with. Okay, well, that's enough. All I really wanted to do was to let you know that I couldn't remember a single bar of Earth, Wind and Fire's greatest hit, if you like, or one of their first hits. So I decided that's no good. There's no way I can pick a piece of music just because I'm, you know, old enough to associate Earth, Wind and Fire with what the bold McColgan has given us. So I went back to my original idea, which was to give you something which would be about earth, in particular rock, and fire, and wind, There's certainly no water in this one, but I think you could take it for granted that there's wind. So there's earth, well, rock, wind and fire. So I'll be back to you with that piece of music in a minute.
Thank you.
That's the sound of a father putting his daughter on a rock and calling on the God of fire to surround her with flames and condemn her to stay surrounded by flames forever or until some superhero manages to wake her. That's Donald McIntyre and Gwyneth Jones from Bayreuth, I think 1976. Wagner's Ring, the second part, Die Valkyrie, the end of it. And if you get a chance to watch it on YouTube, I don't think you'll ever see a better ending to the second in the four-part series of operas that collectively make up The Ring. And certainly, I want to thank McColgan for getting me to find this and absolutely fall under its spell again. Thanks, Mac.